Our WKRV Student of the Week, brought to you by the Mid-America Center for Dental Wellness and Aesthetics, is Senior Ryan Pontius of Brownstown High School. Okay, well, Ryan, what classes are you currently taking here in your senior year?
Well, I'm taking Civics, which is a government class, and I'm taking OCA Culinary Arts, and then I have my English class. So that's it.
You know, being a senior at Brownstown High School, of course, your last year. Any activities or anything that you're involved in this year or you've been involved in so far through high school, whether it's, you know, both in school or even out in the community?
I'm not really involved in anything in the community, but I am on the PBIS Student Advisory Team, and what we do is we're basically the voice for the students where they'd like to go for reward days and stuff like that, and that's it.
Of course, now that we're kind of on the downhill slide and just a couple of months to go in the school year, you know what you're going to do after graduation yet?
I'd like to go to culinary school.
And what made you decide on that?
Well, since I was a kid, I mean, I've always had a passion for culinary arts. And when I took this class, I said, okay, this is what I want to do. Because my life is a mess right now. And I've been kind of tossing things back and forth. Do I want to go to nursing school or do I just want to go to culinary arts? So I basically decided, well, I like this, and I'd be happy. So I want to go to culinary.
Hey, of course, a lot of people have somebody who's kind of been a mentor for them or, you know, just kind of been there that's they've kind of modeled themselves, you know, what they want to do after or just been a big influence for them. A lot of people say it's been their parents or grandparents. Has that been that way for you or is there a specific, you know, teacher or advisor, anybody?
It's definitely been my OCA teacher, Miss Perkins. She's definitely helped me through a lot of this. So she's definitely been my support for this year. One of my favorite teachers.
Going to culinary school going to be a little bit different, obviously. The curriculum's different, and it's kind of a whole different world instead of just kind of sitting and having, you know, being in class, getting lectured, and having your nose in a book, so you actually get a lot more hands-on experience. So is that something that kind of drew you to that, and that's kind of going forward?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And with that, have you kind of narrowed it down, maybe what you want to do in the culinary world? Do you want to be, you know, a chef, a pastry chef, sous chef, or, you know, own your own restaurant, anything like that? Or are you still just kind of open to as many ideas as possible?
Well, I have thought about opening my own restaurant, but, you know, the possibilities are endless with it. So maybe I could be a chef, you know, really any field in it, I would be happy.
Time in Brownstown's the high school at least coming to an end, but obviously going to culinary school, going to have to get away a little bit. Is that change something that's exciting for you or a little bit nervous about what's coming ahead?
I'm a little bit nervous of what's coming ahead.
As far as culinary schools, I mean, are you looking at maybe St. Louis and going that way to be in a city, or is it something where you kind of want to get your education and maybe come back to a smaller area?
I definitely want to go to KC. Because that's an area that I'd be familiar with.
Of course, now you're about ready to finish up your school career in Brownstown and kind of looking back, what do you think you're going to miss most about being, you know, at Brownstown High School?
I'll definitely miss being on the schedule.
And that has been the WKRV Student of the Week, brought to you by the Mid-America Center for Dental Wellness and Aesthetics.